time when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trod one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples, first of all, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Leaven of the Pharisees is the doctrine of the Pharisees. Amen. And that's just exactly what it was. It wasn't the Bible. It was their own doctrine. It was their own Talmud, if you please. Amen. Their own interpretation on the Bible. And Jesus said it's hypocrisy. They were filled with it. So he said, don't get seasoned with hypocrisy. You don't need that kind of leavening in your life. Amen. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed. The Lord's going to reveal every hypocritical testimony, sermon, and religion and false doctrine. Amen. Nothing covered that shall not be revealed, either hid that shall not be known. One place he said it's going to be shouted from the housetops. Amen. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. How about that? Ooh. Looks like we better be careful what we say. Looks like I'll be a bit better be careful what I say. Amen. I say unto you, my friends. Isn't that nice that Jesus called them his friends? Are we a friend to Jesus tonight? We sang the song, I'll be a friend to Jesus. My life for him I'll spend. I'll be a friend to Jesus till my days shall end. Amen. I say unto you, my friend, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. Did you hear what I read? Or was you off chasing some mental alley? Maybe I better read it again. Listen. I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body. And after that have no more that they can do. Amen. But I'll forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him, which after he hath killed, hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Emphasis mine. I get carried away sometimes. Amen. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings? That's about 3 cents. Amen. Depending on the value you put on a farthing. Matthew chapter 10 said 2 sparrows are sold for 1 farthing. Amen. If the value of a farthing is 1 cent, amen, and you could get 2 sparrows for 1 cent. And over here in Luke, you can get 5 for 2 cents. Amen. Or if the value of a farthing is 1.5 cents, and you can get 2 sparrows in Matthew chapter 10 for 1.5 cents, amen, then you can get 5 of them in Luke chapter 12 for 3 cents, depending on what value you place on the farthing. They say the original value of farthing was 1/10 of a Roman measure of the denarii or something or other. Amen. So it was 1/10 of a cent originally. Amen. But there's a difference of opinion among writers, you know, and commentaries about the worth, but they are accurate upon comparison of the two. Matthew said, amen, that you could get 2 sparrows for 1 farthing. Amen. And Luke said you could get 5 sparrows for 2 farthings. So that means they're cheaper if you buy more of them. That's the way we do business, isn't it? The same way they did in the Bible. Amen. It's cheaper by the dozen. Amen. But listen to this. He said, but even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Did you count them this morning? The ones you brushed out? Amen. You probably brushed out about 100, but you didn't count them. And thank goodness most of them will grow back. It was my fate that a lot of them didn't. Amen. But God, he had them numbered anyhow, Shane. You know why I think God's got them numbered? He's going to give them all back to us someday. Amen. Every follicle is going to go to work again some of these days. Amen. And hallelujah. And that new body is going to give them back to us. Well, amen. That's my theory anyway. Amen. Even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore. How many has got that in your Bible? You're reading along with me. Hold up your hand. You got that in your Bible. Okay. Amen. Let's read, starting with ye. Let's all read that together. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. Read it real loud. Amen. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. Everybody knows it now. Everybody say it together. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. Forget about 2. Forget about 5. You're more value than many sparrows. And I'll say also unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man confess before the angels of God. In one place, perhaps Matthew chapter 10, he says that not one of them falls to the ground without your heavenly Father knoweth it. Amen. About Matthew 10 and 29. I'd like to preach for just a few minutes tonight on the cure for terrorism. God's answer to terrorism. I've mentioned this some time along different times, but tonight, since the things have gone the way they've gone, and perhaps it is timely that I preach a little message on it. God's answer to terrorism. Amen. The first thing I'd like to tell you, he sets forth very strongly here that facing God is worse than dying. Amen. He said, fear God, amen, who's able to cast both soul and body into hell fire. Amen. Facing God unprepared is worse than terrorism. Amen. Oh, my. Oh, my. I guess I could say hell hath no terror like facing God unprepared. But hell will be sufficient. Sufficient retribution for those that's unprepared. And that brings me to point number 2. Amen. I'll not be spending too much time. Facing hell is worse yet than facing God. Amen. The man that came up there without the wedding garment on, at least he was standing before the Master. He was speechless. And the Master did all the talking. And he said, bind him hand and foot and cast him into hell fire, where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Hell is worse tonight. Hell is the worst tonight. It's worse than terrorism. Amen. God's answer to terrorism for the child of God is this. Simply that God will take care of you. He takes care of the birds. And not one of them falls to the ground. Amen. He said you're of more value than many sparrows. He knows when it falls to the ground. He even feeds them every day. Brother Luke is talking about rescuing that little bird, letting him alone and praying for him and climbing the ladder and setting him back on his nest again. Amen. It's good to know, you know, that we're doing God's work sometime, isn't it? How you like that? Sometimes doing the smallest things is participating with God in His work. Amen. Hallelujah. And so God will take care of you. He so cares for you that He said the very hairs of your head are numbered. Thank God for the hair that God gives us. It's the best insulation that the world knows. Amazingly pliable. Amen. You can just fix it so many different ways that it always comes through. Amen. As a crowning glory to the woman who has long hair. Amen. And my goodness, even most men don't like to lose it. Amen. There are some today that are getting these wild haircuts that look like a Comanche Indian. Amen. Or worse. Amen. When my uncle died with cancer, same age I am, died 5 years ago of cancer, and all his hair came out due to radium treatments, his request was that they not open the casket. But Clarence Edward didn't look any worse than some of these guys that escaped from the barbershop. But they didn't escape quick enough, I'll tell you that. Amen. Man, they got their money's worth. Amen. I saw one the other day. He had his head shaved all but just a little patch on top in the middle. Amen. Well, I see another that had his head shaved the other day, all except a little braid hanging right on the back. Amen. And I made a statement about it to somebody. I said, man alive, a few years ago, they wouldn't have been caught dead in the casket with such a hairdo. Our haircut. Amen. And I was aiming to say something about it in service that night, and fresh on my mind, and I had my gun all loaded. Amen. And lo and behold, a visitor, a young man, walked in with one of them haircuts. And I couldn't say nothing about it. I was afraid I might offend a lost soul. So, amen, don't let me offend you, nobody. But it just shows what a change of values that people have today. But God said the very hairs of your head are numbered. If God's got your hair numbered, how much more does He take care of your whole being that houses a soul? An eternal, immortal soul. I know the Seventh-day Adventist, I heard one on the radio today, he proved there was no argument left when he got done preaching that the soul was not immortal. You just burn up, you just die, and that's all there is to you. But he didn't make me believe it. He preached it right out of the Bible. Yeah, amen. That's what you got to do. You got to take it out of the Bible because it's sure not in there. Amen. You can get anything you want to out of the Bible. There's a lot of them get a whole lot out of the Bible. Amen. I'll tell you what, some of these things going around, I believe by Tosac, Brains, Cork Eyes, and every nose I'd know better. Amen. What a bunch of them is preaching today. Amen. I believe, brother, amen, that you're worth more than many sparrows. Amen. Because Jesus said it. And that's good enough for me. Amen. Sometimes we may downgrade ourselves too much in a false humility. Amen. God said you're worth more than many sparrows. A.W. Tozer said don't downgrade yourself too much. Amen. We're the creation of God. We're the handiwork of God. Amen. I mean, his last achievement of creation was when he reached down in the dust and made man in his own image. Thank God you're not a cow. Thank God you're not a giraffe. Thank God you're not an elephant. Thank God you're not a hippopotamus. Amen. I know that some people act like animals. Amen. But they're not. Praise God. And then, fourthly, amen, we need to witness unafraid. I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man confess before the angels of God. Amen. So we need to witness for Christ. We need to stand up for Christ. We need to stand up for Christ and confess him, because he said, if you'll do that, you don't have to be obnoxious. You don't have to be hateful. You don't have to be detestable. Amen. But just stand up for Jesus. Amen. In the sweet spirit of Christ, in the sweet meekness of Christ, in the true humility of true Christian, stand up for Jesus and be a light for Jesus every day and fear only one thing. And that brings me to my fifth point. Fear only to offend God. You know what most folks are afraid of today? You know what most of these young folks here tonight are afraid of? Amen. I don't want to underrate you, young folks. If you want to protest, you want to. Amen. But the reasons you're so bashful about standing up for the things of God is because you're afraid of what somebody else might think or say. Huh? You know the reason some of my young folks or some church that I pastored didn't go, didn't work for God, didn't stand for Jesus, wouldn't sing in the choir, wouldn't testify, amen, wouldn't witness for Christ, was because they was afraid they'd make a fool out of themselves. Amen. I was reading a while ago in Warren Wiersbe's book, The Best of A.W. Tozer, and A.W. Tozer said, amen, don't be afraid to fail. I'm not talking about sinning, I'm talking about trying and failing. Trying and not feeling like you was a success. Praise God. There's some things we ought to be ashamed of, and one of them is that we didn't even try. Huh? Amen. We need to speak up for God. Praise God. There's times we need to sing for Jesus. There's times we need to say amen. Over Revel said he was preaching revival in a certain church. Said those people sitting back saying, amen. Amen. Just barely could hear them. Amen. As Brother Bates said, amen is $1,000 a piece. Amen. Hallelujah. And finally he got tired of it. He stopped right in the middle of his message and said, you people say amen. Said, you people say hallelujah. That's all our breath you've got. Just hold it. Say, you ain't going to be here very long. No, how. Amen. We need to use our breath for God. Can you say it? The Bible said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Now, the world don't want to hear us praise the Lord, but they didn't want to hear Noah preach neither. The world don't like to hear us singing gospel songs, but they didn't like to hear Enoch pray neither. And those saints of God walk alone. Amen. Glory to God. If I have to walk alone, I'll walk alone for Jesus. Praise God. Hey, amen. Don't be afraid to fail for Jesus. Amen. Sister Collins shouted one time. Been a long time since she shouted, and I told her she shouted like amateur. Amen. You do better if you practice a little bit more. Praise God. Amen. I don't know whether she wants me to tell that or not, so don't you tell nobody. Amen. If you tell anybody, it gets out. I know it was you that told it. Amen. And praise God. Sometimes you need to say amen once in a while. Hey, amen. When's the last time you turned loose for God? Amen. Young folks, you're going to leave it up to the old folks to worship God and go to heaven with a whole basket full of amens unsaid, a whole basket full of hallelujahs unsaid, a whole basket full of songs unsung, because you're ashamed to stand up for Jews, afraid you'd look dumb, afraid you'd fail. Hey, don't be afraid to even fail for Jesus. Practice makes perfect. Amen. But if you try and fail in your trying, hands sore and scarred from the work you've begun, take up your cross, run quickly to meet him. He'll understand and say, well done. Oh, when I come, say it, to the end of my journey, I've lost, battle is won. Gain the cross, and the cross of redemption, he understands and says, well done. How many preachers you know went over the top the first time they ever preached, huh? Amen. Oh, Roberts, they said he'd never amount to a hill of beans. Amen. There's a lot of good preachers, amen, that did a great work in their time, and in their heyday, they didn't think when they started they'd ever amount to very much. Hey, amen, fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Praise God. Amen. Vince Wilson, when he started preaching, he couldn't read and write. Couldn't read his own name if it was written in boxcar letters on a boxcar. Amen. When he was preaching on the street, amen, down around Richlands or somewhere, amen, he'd shout on one foot. And he was a shout down the street in his overalls on one foot. Amen. And an old fellow come running up to him, looked at the bottom of his shoes and had a hole in his blowgun shoes, and he said, he's from Buchanan County. Amen. But it didn't stifle that old prophet from the mountains. Amen. God taught him to read. Amen. He became a great preacher. He's the one that built the first tabernacle, the first church in Richlands, Virginia. Praise God. And a whole bunch more to his credit. Amen. He didn't make no big boasts. He said, if my holiness was fire and you sprinkled it on the altar, every bit of it, said you couldn't track a mouse in it. Amen. He wasn't making no big brags. Amen. But he said God could take a corn stalk with a lightning bug on the end of it and chase the devil clear out of town with somebody anointed. Woo! Glory to God. Oh, Vince wasn't afraid to try. Amen. When he didn't have carpet, he stalked so much. In my church, we didn't have a PA system. In Barville, Kentucky, he stomped so much on the hardwood floor. Kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. Amen. That you couldn't hardly hear what he said. You had to listen close. Amen. Mary Bell said she didn't like to hear him preach because he stomped too much. Amen. But he wasn't afraid to keep trying. He kept a trying. He kept a stomping. Praise God. Until he stomped his way. Amen. Through the pearly gates. Woo! Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. You know what holds a lot of people down? They are terrified by a man-fearing spirit. Say, I can't talk. Oh, yes, you can. Say, well, I'm not very good at words. Oh, yes, you are. You can hang on the telephone for an hour at a time. Huh? If you can do that, you can speak up for Jesus. Amen. Amen. I thought I'd move clear away from all the problems of Middletown. Amen. And telephone rang, and my wife picked it up in Kansas City, 620 miles away. Amen. And I had the rototiller, and I headed for the garden. Amen. And I tilled the whole garden, the whole thing. Amen. And came back, and my wife was still talking to that same lady. And she's here tonight. Amen. And her telephone bill for that one call was $65. Hey, you can talk for Jesus. Amen. If you want to. But you're afraid of failing. You're afraid that somebody will think you didn't do very good. What of it? Praise God. Go on anyway. Hallelujah. Sing anyhow. It'll bless somebody. Glory to God. Going down the road. If you want to. But you're afraid of failing. You're afraid that somebody will think you didn't do very good. What of it? Praise God. Go on anyway. Hallelujah. Sing anyhow. It'll bless somebody. Glory to God. Going down the road plowing, praise God, just plowing up a storm, working in the garden. And I got the singing right in the middle of the patch. Neighbors all around, I never loved him better than today. I never felt him closer on the way. And though I've loved him dearly and trusted him sincerely, I'll never love him better than today. Sing it top of the voice, just like our night. Amen. Amen. And folks, Saturday had that big loud music turned on down on Rygart Road that you could hear it in my backyard just like it was right there. They didn't care. Boom, blam, boom, blam, blam, boom, blam, blankety, boom, blam. Amen. They like it. I mean, you'll be sitting at the stoplight and all of a sudden your car will start jumping up and down. Doors will start rattling. What in the world's going on? Anyway, amen. Somebody's got a $3,000 lady on a set of speakers and they want everybody to know they've got it. They didn't pay $2,500 or $3,000 for that set of speakers just to not use it. And if they get a ticket for nuisance and noise, they're going to play that thing until it rattles everything for two city blocks. Why can't we speak up for Jesus? Hey, I'm not no big bold fella. I've not been too good about talking up for Jesus. I'll have to admit, amen, but I've tried a few times to do something for God. And in my trying, the years have flown since I made the start. And tonight, I'm 61 years down the road. 61 years ago today, I was born on a high, dry hill between Mammoth Spring, Arkansas, and Hardy, Arkansas. There was no road up to the old one-room log cabin. The doctor had to park at the foot of the hill where Grandpa Robinson lived and walk up the hill. Dad said, when he got there, he was all out of breath. He was just panting. He had to climb that hill. There was no road to the house. At the age of 14, I gave my life to God. At the age of 15, I really separated from the world. Because if I hadn't, God's Spirit separated from me. It was the only way I could get it back. And so I give up all the world to have Jesus. Amen. But as I walked alone, I didn't even feel the assurance yet, Brother Croucher, that God had took me back. But as I walked to Floyd Cathy's house to work in the hay for $1.50 a day, I witnessed old E.W. England. Some of you went to my dad's funeral. He was one that was sitting there in the front of the Gooseneck restaurant eating breakfast, steak and eggs, and I talked to him. Amen. Dub was standing beside me. E.W., we called him Dub, was standing beside me the night I got saved. I wasn't able to win him to God, but I tried. Amen. Days to come, I went to see Dad and said, E.W. was by here the other day and said he's some kind of a preacher now. I thought, praise God. Amen. Dub finally got saved. Hallelujah. He's a tree trimmer outside of Springfield, Missouri. Amen. Got his own business trimming trees by him. Splendor. Amen. With a cherry picker in it the other day. Amen. Well, a few years ago now, I say the other day, time gets away. Amen. But I got to hear old Dub. I don't know, he might have come out here and preached. Amen. One time. But I got to hear old Dub preach. Praise God. Hey, it may take a few years for your testimony to sink in, but give it anyway. The best soul winners in the world are those that don't win them by mass, but one-on-one, walking the street, on the job, at work, riding to work in the car. Praise God and witness, and for God, don't be afraid. Amen. Because the real cure against terrorism is being ready to meet God. Hallelujah. And if you're ready to meet God, you don't have to be afraid to die. You can look death in the face and say, devil, I dare you to kill me. Because if I die, I'll go to heaven. Amen. And if I live, I'm going to cause you all the trouble I can as long as I live. Stand with me and let's pray tonight.